This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Coal mining companies and power plants that burn coal are trying to sort out the implications of a new proposal from the Trump administration. On Friday, the EPA began the process of rolling back a regulation on the air pollutant mercury. The toxic metal can cause birth defects and learning disabilities, among other health problems. For now, the agency just wants to revisit its findings. Talk about DC wonky. But critics suspect a longer strategy to relax the regulation and raise the bar for future environmental rules. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports from Washington.
Limits on mercury pollution took effect 6 years ago, but Friday, the EPA argued they were not appropriate and necessary. If that stands, the coal industry would have a legal foothold to challenge the curbs, says Joseph Goffman, a former top official at the agency. Power plants have installed machines to curb the pollution, but they could turn them off.
There's a good chance that some companies will stop operating the equipment in order to save money. That will make coal-fired electricity at least a little bit less expensive and may help increase the demand for coal.
Coal executive Robert Murray, a big donor to the president's inauguration, is widely reported to have written up a Trump administration deregulatory wish list. And John Walk at the Natural Resources Defense Council says
these mercury and air toxic standards for power plants were very prominently on that kill list.
What's also at stake is future regulations. The EPA often balances costs and benefits when it writes regulations, and now it wants to limit how to tally health benefits. For instance, power plant machines that filter out mercury also filter out soot and other nasty stuff. But these, quote, co-benefits would no longer count, says law professor Rena Steinzer at the University of Maryland.
It is a radical departure from the way that costs and benefits have been calculated, not just under Obama, but back under George Bush, back to Clinton.
Welcome to the regulatory weeds. But she says the upshot is this could make future environmental rules much harder to pass, which is what conservative proponents of this change want. They argue that the Obama EPA overreached. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.